Welcome to the Word of Life Tabernacle podcast, where we know one word from God can change your life today. From wherever you are listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
Even give you my title, I want to give you some faith-building scriptures for the message. It's kind of a message to prepare you for the message, because I want you to get full benefit out of the Word of God. So I'm just going to call these faith-building scriptures. Is that the title of my message? No. That's just faith-building scriptures. Praise God. Why I want to build your faith? Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Look at Luke 1, verse 37 and 38, and then we're going to look at verse 45. You that are home, praise God, and you that are live streaming, and wherever you at, praise God, turn with me to Luke 1, because I want your faith to be built for the message. Luke 1, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Of course, this was referring to Mary after the angel came and told her she was highly favored and was going to conceive and bring forth a son that his name shall be called Jesus. Let's pick it up in verse 37, and I'm reading directly from the Amplified Bible. It says, "For with God, nothing is ever impossible. No word from God shall be without power or impossible or fulfillment." No word from God shall be without power or impossible or fulfillment. No word from God. How many believe your pastor is bringing a word from God this morning? Okay, so we see then the word of the Lord. Anything God speaks, he says, nothing is impossible and it can be fulfilled. Amen. Now, this is the response we should have to the teaching then, because I'm getting ready to bring you a word from God. This is notice Mary didn't go, "Well, how should this thing be? I don't know a man, and I don't have enough money, and I was born in the hood, or I got laid off." This is her response. And this is how God wants us to respond. From since no word from God is without power to fulfill itself. That's what he's saying. Notice her response. "And Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, and it be done to me according to what you have said. And the angel departed from her." The King James just simply said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." So if God begins to declare a word that this is a year of debt cancellation, be it unto me according to thy word. If it's the year of repentance, be unto me, whatever, because no word from God is what? Without power, and have the power in it to fulfill itself. Okay? So our response is, when praise God, be it unto me according to thy word. Since the word of God, whatever you say in your word, you have power in it to fulfill itself, be it unto me. Not how I'm going to get this, I don't believe that. Well, you don't know my situation. All God wants us to do is receive what he's saying. How many of you ready to receive a word from God this morning? All right, look at Hebrews 4, 22 and 3. It's not that God is different. People are different. You have to position yourself to receive from God. And this is referring to when God sent a word through Moses. Was telling them, "I'm moving you out of from under Pharaoh's bondage into a land full of milk and honey. I'm giving you a land where there's more than enough. I'm giving you a land where there's full of fruits and it's flowing with milk and honey and everything will be bountiful." And yet, they didn't believe what he said. So we pick it up here in Hebrews chapter 4. Look at verse 2 and 3. Referring to, he said, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them." That's all I can do. The gospel is good news. All I can do is bring you a word from God. I'm limited. I can't make you do it. I can't make you believe it. I can't make you study it. I can't. All any preacher can do that's honest is bring you a word from God. He says here, "For unto us was the gospel, the good news of the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." Why is it that somebody over here get their debt canceled, someone get healed, but there are other people that get no profit? Is something wrong with the word? Something wrong with God? Well, you know, we bring a word from God and there's different results. it just told you, they didn't mix faith with them that heard it. Your tongue is the mixer. Your faith is the mixer. It's the catalyst. It's what brings the power out of that word to fulfill itself. When you take it personally and say, you know what? I'm putting that in my mouth. I'm going to begin to speak. This is the year of healing, or this is the year of restoration. Whatever the year is, I'm going to mix faith with what I hear, because no word from God is impossible or fulfillment. If I mix faith with it, it's going to happen for me. That's why one person gets something and another person don't get anything. One person, same reason why some person passed with an A plus in the same class. How many of you have a degree in something with the school at one time? Any school, high school, everybody put their hand up. College, element. And well, why is it that you got an A plus in biology and someone else got an L? Y'all heard the same message, same teaching, same desk right beside your. Because they weren't paying attention. They didn't mix faith with it. They didn't take it. He said, for unto we which believe what? The gospel. That's all God wants you to do. Notice he said, unto we which believe, be it unto me, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached didn't mix faith with it. To them that heard it. For, we don't have verse 3. That's okay. Look at it. We which believe, do enter into rest. We which believe what? The gospel. The gospel. So what I'm going to bring you, this word from God, I'm not going to be high, low. I'm just going to tell you what God is saying. Too many times as a preacher, no. If you don't believe what I preach, I ain't going to profit you no how. You understand what I'm saying? Faith is the gasoline that makes the engine go. How many of you drove a car to church this morning? Put your hand up. Or you rode in a car. Okay. What if you would have put that car in neutral? See, if you don't mix faith, some people say they're neutral. I mean, I ain't mad at Pastor. I just don't believe nothing they said. Don't matter. I'm that's irrelevant. I'm indifferent. I ain't against it. I ain't for it. But I'm just here. Because my mama made me come. Because I felt like coming. Because I didn't want people saying, where you been? See, you ain't mixing faith with nothing. You're just here. You ain't going to get nothing, just like if you put your car in neutral. So you cannot sit in neutral this morning. You cannot ignore what God is saying. And if you don't get nothing, it wasn't because the word wasn't for you. It wasn't because it didn't have the power for them. It's because you didn't do nothing with it. There are people who died in the wilderness, who died in lack, even though it was God's will for them to be blessed and have more than enough. Caleb and Joshua said, be it unto me according to thy word. And they went in. Now, what I didn't read was Mary's other response. And we'll go back, and y'all probably in the Gospel of Luke, when I read you those first two scriptures, look what your part is in verse 45. Luke 1, verse 45. This is what she said, be it unto me according to thy word. And Jesus said, blessed. You're blessed then. You ain't got to make it happen. You don't have to get the money. You don't have to save your children. You don't have to care. Anything God said, all you got to do is believe. How hard is it to believe? Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord out of his word from God. God has said, if you believe, this year, that's yours going to be a performance. You ain't got to make it happen. You don't have to struggle. I said it, I'll do it. You just got to believe what I say. And no word that you believe is void of the power to fulfill itself. I just need some believers. Who's going to mix faith and not just sit in neutral this morning? Who said, I take that, I receive that, I expect that, and I praise God, this is my year, that. See, that's the attitude for this message. Or any message. Whether it's the beginning of the year or the end of the year. Say, I'm a believer. I believe what God said in his word. No word from God is void of the power to fulfill itself. So in the name of Jesus, I'm blessed because I believe God and I believe his word, and there shall be a performance of those things in my life that God has told me? So you got to make it personal. See, there are other people, just another year. Well, okay, then fine. That's where you'll be. Fine, I don't have no problem. Because I can't make you bleed. Jesus can't make you bleed. So I don't feel no pressure this morning about this word from God. If you don't believe what he said, you ain't going to get nothing no how. Your life will be the same in 2022, just like it was in 2021. And the only one you will have to look at is yourself. There will be other people that have mixed faith, going to make progress. Life will be changing. Body going to be changing. Healing circumstances. While you just sit there in neutral, saying, wasn't that good? Yeah, but you didn't mix faith with it. You didn't put it in your mouth. You didn't confess it. You didn't get pregnant with it. You didn't hold it before the God for yourself. Now, I said that because I want to maximize this message. Now, I want to teach from the subject this morning, 2022, a year of recovery. That's what I heard from God. Now, notice I'm saying a year, not the year. Because it's going to be a year of healing. It's going to be a year of decade. It's going to be a lot of other things. That will be one of the things God said he will do. And you'll begin to see in this year. Now, this is a personal word, though. Even though it's to the body of Christ, I just told you, how can the gospel be preached to everyone and one get profit and another don't? Because they don't mix faith with it. So there'll be people that's already recovering health, recovering their joy, recovering their peace. See, the pandemic took a lot out of folks. It's almost like for the last 2 or 3 years, I'm talking to honest Christians. I ain't talking about these people that's been in denial. We have literally been exhausted, this nation. One thing after another, not just the pandemic, all the things that came with it, the changes in school and this and that and mandates and no mandates and all the different tension and that it brought. Really, I'll go and say it. I don't know why. Look, if you don't want to be real, that's you. But I don't know. It's like being exhausted. Mass murders have increased on the rise. Suicide. On all of this stuff, one after the unprecedented thing that we've never seen before, things that we've dealt, from the before George Floyd killing all the way through, we've seen attacks on the government, attacks, wars and rumors of war. We've seen tribalism. We've seen like the love of Christians have grown cold. Maybe y'all just live in High Point. I travel around. And folks that used to be just kind and nice, now there's mistrust and there's distrust. And who are you with and what do you believe in? What tribe you with? Because this and that. And there's a separation. I'm just going to be real. Now, y'all that want to still stay in denial, live in some zootopia, you stay there. But this thing has exhausted. And we need to recover from all of this. Hurt and pain and mistrust, loneliness, isolation, feeling forsaken. We were isolated, shut down. God, has you forgot about me? Not just job loss and things lost. I'm talking about loss of your peace, loss of your joy, lost stuff that you used to have. We need to recover it. We were under God's covering. And this stuff brought us out. You know, the blood and dealing with pandemic and dealing with people and dealing with strife and injustices. It pulled us away from under. See, the Bible's talking about he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. He will cover us with his wing. It wasn't that God left us. We kind of left God. Our mind and our blood, and we were hurt, and what's the use, and no more fire for God, and why study the Bible? Look what happened here. Look at the attack on, look why that's in writing. That ain't writing. This tribalism, and folks mad, and we got away from the peace. We got away from the blood. We got away, we lost it, and we got to go back undercover. We got to come back in that secret place.
Now, like I said, I'm just saying what I got for today. Am I going to preach this week? I don't know what I'm going to preach next week. But I do know this is a word from God, and no word from God is void of the power to. And if you mix faith with what I'm saying, your recovery can start now. While you are present and hearing, these scriptures has been fulfilled, Jesus said. But you got folks in denial. That's not really no separation. That's not really no division. That's not no tribal. It's all over. You can't heal something until you acknowledge it needs to be healed. Just like someone recovering from sickness. How you going to recover from a disease you won't admit that you have? Thank you. And that's all right. I need somebody to preach back at me. I need to be encouraged. I went through something. We all have gone through. It took something out of us. And it's like an exhaustion. What is next? I'm tired. We need recovery. You at home. No word from God is void of the power. Not just D year, A year. There's going to be other things God will be doing this year that he has told you. Blessed is he and she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that God told you. God's word is still true. But like I said, it's been so much feeling like we're abandoned from God and so much insensitivity. No one is sensitive anymore. I'm talking about just Christians in general. You can feel it. Maybe some of y'all don't go nowhere within the tribe. I'm talking about you and your tribe. You get out here, you go to Christian concerts and disco. I'm like, what in the world? I thought this was the body of Christ. What is going on here? Well, what tribe you from? And I'll just be honest with you. I'm going to tell you now, you know what you want to do. I, sad to say, quit just watching, quote, Christian television, period. Because instead of spending time preaching the word, I'm tired of just watching other ministries attack other people, attack this, attack that, based on our belief. I don't have time for that. Identify with Christ, not your group. Just because you're on, quote, Christian television, wasting good airtime, fighting against this, fighting against that, anti this, instead of preaching the word. I'm exhausted. Because the law kill it. You can't change nobody by anti this and we against that. We're in the Supreme Court. And I don't care who the Supreme, whatever. It's going to take a revival. You can do all, make all the rules. You can do all the, pass all the laws you want. But until God touch men and women's heart, nobody is going to change. Man, it's like, when is this going to end? Whew. Am I the only one? You just kind of, I'm still here. Thank God we're alive. Thank God God kept me, my wife. But do anyone else feel just exhausted? My God, it's always something. Another mass shoot. That's crazy. Hate crimes are up. Mass shootings are up. Suicides are double. And yet the Christian, well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Denial. That we all need healing. Whew. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 30. Now, this is what I'm hearing. If you ain't hearing it, fine. This word ain't for you. You can quit. quit streaming or turn off the TV, whatever you're doing, or you can get up and leave. I'm not moving. I don't have time. I'm under a strong mandate from God. I ain't got time for one or two. Jesus didn't have everybody please him. He didn't please everybody. He ain't going to please everybody. I ain't up here to please you. I got to stand before God one day. And people are tired. People are weary. People are saying, my God, what's next? Now, it would help not to feed on it. You do some of your, it's your fault because you sit there and watch Trouble all day on television at 5, 6 because you got to have the news instead of the good news. You're part of your problem. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. It's up to you to figure out what get in your heart is what you look at and what you listen to. And I ain't going to sit there and listen to trouble all day and this and that, and then you wonder why you're troubled. Got to protect your heart with the word of God, with the love of God. That's something that I know. Like I said, I'm 47 years been in the ministry. I have a foundation taught this because I've seen a broader view than most of y'all. I've been through the movements of God. I remember when the faith word movements, I was a part of it. And one thing that I've seen that have really changed in the Bible is the love of many. Jesus talked about it in Matthew 12, have waxed cold. He wasn't talking about the sin. He's talking about Christians. That's insensitive. Striking. Repulsive. Vindictive. You don't agree with us? You over here, we over there. We're going to control. We don't have, okay, you can bleed, but you don't have to be ugly. Amen. Why you mean? Why you want to attack somebody? It's crazy. Over mass, over mandate. Bless God. I ain't talking about the world, Christian. And I'm like, God, what has been unleashed on the world? I know we're going to win. I read the end of the book. But in order for us to get to that place of victory, we got to recover. First Samuel, chapter 30. And verse 1. And it came to pass that David and his men, when they was come to Ziklag, on the third day, the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captive and therein and slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away as hostages. They went on their way. And David and his men came to the city. When they came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were all taken captive. And David and the people that was with him lifted up their voice and they wept until they had no more power to weep. It's okay to weep, folks. It's okay to have emotions. It's been a lot of weeping. We've lost a lot of lives to this pandemic, different variants of it, you know, the Delta and then the Omicron, and then we got, you know, just, it doesn't matter, man. This thing has changed lives, and if you haven't been affected by it, just keep on living. And I pray that you don't have to know one from this church, don't know, but someone knows someone. I know people dearly. I know preachers. I know folks that said it was a hoax and died. And there's a sadness over this country. Let's don't become insensitive to the nearly 1 million people that have lost their lives. When 9/11 hit, there was sensitivity throughout the whole body. All colors, all races, all everybody went to praying while we were attacked. We were attacked by a foreign nation. And we saw people that, even though you didn't have people in the World Trade Center, and I might have didn't have love, as far as I'm concerned, they was Americans. And it made us go to our knees. We were sensitive. And we came together instead of letting stuff blow us apart. And we said, America's strong. We will recover. And we did. Yeah. We got strong again. Why can't the body of Christ understand that again? And it was sad. And weeping may endure for a night. But joy, what I'm trying to say, you can cry, and a lot of stuff has happened during this pandemic. People lost jobs. People lost wages. People lost their business. They lost loved ones. And if you can, whether it's weeping over a bill or whatever, there's nothing wrong with human emotion. But when you get through crying, your bill going to say, I still got to be paid. House note going to say, you still need rent. Doctor going to say, you still got cancer. So we know that ain't the answer. Not against emotions. They welcome to have no more power to weep. Keep going. And David's two wives were taken captive. And by the way, during that time, as a king, you'd have more than one wife. I just thought I'd throw that out there because I'm going to get me two now. Now, not only did they have more than two wives, they had concubines. They had all type of stuff on the side. It was legal. So I just thought I'd throw that in. Paul stepped down and said, let the husband one wife at a time. I just thought I'd throw that in because some people, I got one, the Maria wife, another, she just a live-in. Stop. David, well, somebody might at home, not maybe here, but somebody at home, and maybe, praise God. Hallelujah. And David, two wives, were taken captive, Adoniram and the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. See, this has been a lot of stress. Yeah, man of God. Yeah, I understand. He was stressed out. Why? For the people spake of stoning him because the souls of all the people were what? Grieving. Everyone. For his son and first daughter, of course they would be. How would you like to go home today and your house be burnt? And you heard that your kids were taken hostage. You don't know where. And all of a sudden, you're on amber alert. While you watch everything you have in ashes. Come on. Sometimes we need to put ourselves in these stories. Because we're kind of No, there's emotion. There's a lot of stress here. And when stuff bad happens, we like to blame somebody. Most of the time, the people that David had helped, all of a sudden they say, well, we need to stone him. He said, they speak because the souls of all the people were grieved, everyone for his son and for his daughter. But here's the key, and this is what you're going to have to learn to do. David did what? Encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Let me tell you something. God has made this so plain to me that this year you cannot depend on so-and-so, the preacher, Pat. It's not that folks don't want to encourage you. It's because folks have gone through so much themselves. It's like, man, I got just enough energy to deal with my bill, my payment, my kid. It ain't that they don't want to help. It's just that you can't sit around waiting on that phone call because we all have been stressed out. We all have gone become exhausted. And when people get like that, you're going to have to learn how to encourage yourself. Preach to yourself. Gary, you can make it. Pick yourself up there, boy. God's been too good. If he started this in you, you have to learn to preach to yourself. There come a time you're not talking to the devil. You're not necessarily talking to God. You got to learn to talk to yourself. I refuse to quit. God's been too good to me. Yeah, we've been through a pandemic. Yeah, I lost my auntie. Yeah, this happened. Yeah, they came and repossessed. Yes, this went into foreclosure. But I'm not going to quit. I'm still going to church. God is going to restore. I'm going to recover everything. Look at your neighbor and say, encourage yourself in the Lord. Preach to yourself. I can do all things through Christ who is strengthening me. Hallelujah. The Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Yeah, I've been wounded. Yeah, I'm a little distressed. Yeah, I've been frustrated. Yeah, there have been some things. Yeah, some folks that used to walk with me have turned their back. Yeah, I lost some members here and there because of tribalism. But you know what? I'm going to preach. I'm going to strengthen what remains. I ain't going to worry about what I lost. I think I preached. What's in your house that you still got? want to, before I get too deep into this, I want to take verse 3 through David encouraging himself in the Lord. What is that? Verse what? 6? And do it in Amplified. And then we'll go back to King James. So David and his men came to the town. Behold, it was burned. And their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive. And David and the men with them lifted up their voice and wept. Did they have more power? I don't know what y'all know. If y'all ever know how that is, the wheat. Sometimes kids will do that. You ever seen a child who's trying to get your attention? And they've been hollering. You just ignoring. You're going to let them cry till you got there. And they just been, you just like, they ain't there. Like, I don't care. You scream. And finally they get stuck. And you still ain't doing nothing. Because you know they're trying to manipulate you. You done seen that. You know. Till they had no more strength. Keep going. And David's two wives also had been taken captive. Ananoam and the Jezreelite. And Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. For men spoke of stoning him. Because the souls, my soul is tired. That's, you know, this is not just physical. I mean, you know, your soul, your mind. It's one thing for your body to get tired. But sometimes my soul need to be. Man, I done gone through so much. I done had to deal with so. You know, people are going to be one or two things in your life. Either they're going to be energizers or they're going to be drainers. And you're going to have to identify. If you didn't last year, who's draining you? Some people just bring energy. Just instant energy, man. When they come around you, glory be to God. There go my pastor. I know I got to work. Hallelujah, pastor. Then the other folks you see, and they're drainers you run from. Oh, my God. They're in the grocery store. Let me get down this aisle. I don't even want to. Because you just know instantly they're going to pull something out of you. It's all going to be negative. They got a sad story. And folks like that will make your soul tired. I just don't have the energy. It ain't that you don't hate. Hey, sometimes you just don't have the energy. They are draining you. You know, it might start out hello, but you know it's going to go downhill from other. Yeah, let me tell you. So-and-so, my leg, my lumbago, and you know, my son, he on drugs. Because they got him in jail. Their soul was tired. The souls of them were bitterly grieved. Why? Each man for a son and daughter. But David encouraged. He strengthened himself in the Lord thy God. Now, go back to the King James. We're talking about the year of recovery. So David got a choice at this point. He can get in the hall in front of the people. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't preaching no more. I try to help these folks. They blame me. They forgot about when they came here. They was all distressed. They was all in debt. And I became a captain over them. Same people that build you up, bring you down if you don't watch it. But David said, you know what? Look at David's attitude. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, now we got to get some teaching here. Bring me the ephod. Because when you say bring me some of you the ephod, what is ephod? And so Abigail brought him the ephod. Let me tell you what an ephod is. I didn't put it in my notes, but it's really short. It's a closely fit worship garment associated with worship, prayer, and worship. Now, I'm giving you a key to how we're going to recover. When you're feeling distressed, instead of going and getting a drink, man, I got to go to ABC still, man. These people talking about stoning me. I deserve a drink, a little something. Now he said, bring me that. But say, how many of you know stress and weariness and stuff? You know, sometimes in life you want to take your place and you don't want to go. Why y'all looking at me like I didn't say it? Nobody went down and say, some of y'all now, don't be getting quiet on me. Maybe I need to shift my message. But I'm just being real. Sometimes you can be so stressed, like I just want relief. Now, I ain't drank nothing in 5 years, but I tell you one thing. It's Christmas time and I ain't. Okay, whatever. Whatever. Nobody here, we know that. Hallelujah. He said, bring me the apple. In other words, I need to pray and I need to get into the presence of God. See, when you're under emotion and duress, just don't do anything, say anything. One thing, God, is just simple things that he's telling me. Hey, we don't need nothing. We just need to put God on your mind in the morning. Start praying in the spirit. Time I wake up, shele de boko. Because if I put God in first thing in the morning, seek him early, he'll be with me all day. Instead of just waking up and start doing stuff. Someone shoots something and you ain't pray. And she said, look, man, I need to get God involved. Bring, it was a garment, like a robe, that was that, like a prayer and worship robe. Where you begin to seek God. Begin to worship. And notice, after then, the next thing it says, they brought him the effort. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Oh, see, he's seeking God. Acknowledge the Lord in all thy way. Quit just doing stuff. Especially when you're under duress. I quit. You say stuff, you do stuff, that later on you went, man, why did I quit? I needed that job. I was there 32 years, and I just gave up everything. No, you can't come back. Bye. You said you quit. Because, see, we do stuff under pressure and stress, emotional decisions. And he answered and said, pursue. Look at that word, pursue. I'm going to tell you what that word pursue means. Don't put it up. But I want you to get it right now. To pursue means to run after with consistency and exerted effort. In order to recover, we're going to have to run after God. We're going to have to pursue not your stuff, not the house, not the car. Pursue God. God will get you all the stuff. He'll get all that back. Get back and come back under cover. Recover. Come back under the blood. Come back under your peace. Come back under that secret place. Come back under that prayer armor. Come back under that tent, that safety place. That's what re mean. Do it again. He said, thou shalt surely, watch this, pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them in what? Without fail, recover all my joy, my peace, everything that this stuff has taken out of me. I remember, my God, times was peaceful. I remember when the blood of Jesus covered my thoughts and mind. I remember when this was well and I had this position, maybe a position on the job, and now the whole job is gone. I remember I had seek to recover me, recover in every way. Your joy, your peace, not just your stuff. Because he was stressed. Watch this. Look at verse 18 and 19. And David did what? What did David do? He recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away and rescued his two wives. And there was what? Nothing lacking. No money. No healing, no peace, no joy, nothing. Recovering all. We're talking about recovering all that we lost doing. And this is it. I mean, a lot of people need to recover the love of God. Become hard-hearted. I just tell them what I see. I've never seen nothing like it in my life. People are afraid of one another. Now, Christians. Certain subjects you better not say in the restaurant. You know what I'm talking about. Certain names you better not. We're seeing road rage because of a bumper stick on a car. You for who? Run them off the road. Christians, stupid stuff. Tax everywhere. Oh, don't y'all get mad at me because I'm telling you about what really happened. We need to recover. Let's go back to love. Let's go back to we got away from under love. We ain't talking about just your house, your car, and all that. I lost my, get back to the love, all that. He said, y'all shall recover all. And there was nothing lacking in him, neither small or great, neither should the sons or daughters spoil, neither anything that they had taken them. David did what? Recovered all. Put this up in the Amplified for me, please. And those last two verses. Now, just give me those last two verses. And so David recovered all the Amalekites had taken and rescued his two wives. Look what the Amplified said. And nothing was missing. See, that's the definition for peace, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And this pandemic, a lot of people lost their peace, they lost their joy, they lost their dance, they lost their prayer. We ain't just talking about the stuff. The devil don't want your car. He can't drive no car. He ain't got no license. Devil don't want your house. Devil don't really want your kids hell full of. He wants your peace. He wants your joy. And if your joy and peace is connected to your house, to your car, see, you can recover the car but not get your peace. Nothing missing. God wants you to have your peace, your joy, your healing. Your health is going to be restored. Long time stuff you've been struggling. Yeah, I know this very highly contagious disease and all of this and this Omicron. It go from here and there. But it might get on me, but it ain't going to be able to stay. In the name of Jesus, I shall recover. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I will restore health to thee, saith the Lord. Change all of our lifestyle. How we live, how we vacation. Our kids, everything. We've been affected by this thing. And we got to go back under to that secret, but that covering. That was nothing missing, neither great or small. Nor anything that had been taken. For David did what? Say, I shall recover all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A year of recovery. What do recover mean? Let me give you the definition. Recover means to go back and regain your health, possession, loss, or previous position or condition. Just leave that up there a while. Position or, see, you might have had a job where you were a supervisor. You didn't lose your health, but you lost your position. God says, I'm going to either restore or replace it with something better. That word condition, the same word we get from restore, just like a 1966 Mustang, a 67 Ford, they restore it. They go back to its original condition. God says you used to be strong, you used to be healthy, your heart, your liver were better, but this thing put so much stress on your body organs, but I'm going to recover your health. Are y'all listening to me? Let me tell you something God can restore that some of you have been missing in the second chapter of the book of Joel. When God says, I will restore to you the years that the canker worm and pond, he wasn't just talking about stuff, he's talking about time. No one can restore time. The years that this stress put on your heart and put on your liver and put on your mind, and it caused this disease and caused high blood pressure and all that. He says, all the year, I'm going to give you back time. I'm going to give you back your health. You're going to recover everything. The years that haters and people put the pressure and stress that it put on your body, your heart, your liver. Cause eating disorders. I'm going to give you the years. I'm going to restore the years. You're about to have that anointing that was on Abraham come on you. Where you're going to be, oh, hallelujah, eyesight will not be dim. Your natural forces will not be. You're about to get that Sarah and Abraham anointing that at 100 years old and 90. I'm going to give you back your year. You're going to be old, but it ain't going to look like it. And it's going to be like there never was a pandemic. Because what this thing talked to, you're going to recover all. Now remember, you can mix faith with what I'm saying or can sit in neutral. It don't make me no difference. It's to your benefit to believe what God is saying. Because 2 Chronicles 20:20 said, yeah, I believe God, so shall you be established. But obey his prophets, so shall you prosper. This ain't some word I done kind of went up and some little cute phrase. This is coming from God. No word from God is without the power it takes to fulfill itself. And I believe while you sit here, God could be doing something on your heart, your bloodstream, stuff that this pandemic, the stress. Why are you going to you're going to go back and regain something. I mean, I was going through something, but before this thing hit, I'm going to get my joy back. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Lord, I'm saved, but I don't feel like being saved. And so much I've seen so much and so much hatred and fighting and mistrust. I don't even enjoy being saved anymore. Everyone shall recover. Yeah, I'm going to get my stuff. I ain't worried about the stuff. I'm going to get my love back. The agape type of love that I used to have before I got hurt and went into my shell. And I don't trust nobody because everybody's a liar. Everybody's out to get me. And I know, God says, you get out of that shell. I'm love. And perfect the love, cast out fear. Don't let the devil put you in a fear house. Lost my position, a lost condition. It's coming back. The whole plant closed down. Don't worry about it. The next position going to be greater. With better conditions. Paid vacation. If you believe that recovery has started now, because no word from God is void of the power. I ain't got to do this. God said, this is what I'm going to do. Blessed is she that believe, for there shall be a performance of those things I told her. You got to make this personal. Yeah, I can cry, but that ain't going to change nothing. Yeah, I can weep, but we all going through weeping and crying and hurting and pain. It's time to move on. Paul, God sent Samuel down to Saul's house. He had rejected him. See, I got another man after my own heart. Samuel loved Saul. Bible says he went in the morning and God supposed to say, how long shall you mourn? I mean, we all, come on, man, it's some deep stuff that has distressed us all, hurt and pain. But are you going to carry that mourning from 2021 into 2022? He said, go down to Jesse's house and go with your anointing oil. I got a fresh anointing. That's a friend. Now, if you move on, now, if you keep mourning, you'll never know about that. There's a friend. Go down. There's a it don't have to end like this. Re. The two-letter word, re. Means to go back. Re. Turn, re. Restore. Go back, get that 66-7 that's all messed up and rusty, and restore it. Revive. This is taking life out of all of us. At times, it's like, man, there's times I'm like, I'll be honest. If I didn't have to preach, I wouldn't have preached. Y'all better be glad I'm committed to God. That time I said, forget this. I'm moving. But no, that's what the enemy wants. But then I was revived. Revived. Resuscitate. Man, I was not only revived, I was dead and gone, but somebody came and gave me all the fit. Come on. The life of God. God breathed on me. He breathed on me. I was ready to quit. I came to church the first Sunday and I was felt dead. But as pastor taught, I was resuscitated. Boom. I got my heart back. I got my beat back. I got my... Go back. Do it again. Reconcile. I used to be this place with God. We were friends. But I let this and that separate me. But I'm going to reconcile. I'm going to go back and be friends all over again. I'm going to get intimate with him. I let this break my relationship, but I'm going to go back. Y'all ain't listening to me. If I didn't already preach. We just on the reeds now. Renew. So now all that I done let go, I need to go back and renew my prayer time. Renew my commitment. You seen people renew their vows? Why? They've been taking it for granted. Now you're fussing and talking. When you first got married, you used to walk together. Now you just leave in the mall. Open the door yourself. You need to go back and renew some stuff that you let go. Go back. Hallelujah. We need to recover it all. Oh, y'all don't have to say amen. Huh? What about this one? Repent. Woo! Change how you think. Oh, yeah. Return to the high place. We've all been affected. But if you want to sit there like, not me, everything been hunky-dory for laughter, you, I dare say, you are a liar according to what the world I live in. But thank God, we're going to recover all. Real quick, I'm going to give you 5 steps to recovering all. 5 steps, real quick. Now, like I said, this is the word God gave me. I didn't, you know, well, what is so-and-so saying? Well, I don't need no preacher to know what they're saying. If they saying what I'm saying, fine. This is going to be a year of recovery, among other things God going to do. There's going to be some stuff that's going to be renewed. We're going to be restored. Hallelujah. Praise God. Reconciled to God. Recitated. Woo! Hallelujah. Number one, stop mourning over past losses and misfortunes. Remember, a wept till they had no power. And I know we've been hurt. I know you've had disappointments. I know you've been betrayed. I know you might feel abandoned. You might feel like no one cares. And it's painful. I'm not denying the pain. But at some point, you got to move on. Otherwise, you take the pain over to this year. You take the fear over there. You take the hurt over to this year. You gotta stop mourning over past losses and misfortunes. I lost this and the pandemic that, and my job closed down, and the business did this, and so and so caught COVID, and I lost this. Well, we've all lost some people that we know. But are you gonna get stuck on the graveyard? Are you gonna get up the third day like Jesus? Isaiah 61:3. David came back and they got back and man, they city would burn, ruin. He said the point, he's talking about the anointing. 61 says he's anointed me to do what? Appoint to them that mourn in Zion. Who's Zion? The church. To do what? Give them beauty for ashes. I know stuff been burned up. I know it looked like ruining your life. I know this pandemic doesn't tell, but you can recover all, David. You can sit there and look at the ashes, or you can lay there and mourn, or you can pick yourself up. I want to give you beauty for ashes. Out of the ruin in your life, if you don't quit, if you just hit, you'll recover all. How it is now is not how it's going to end, praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to have a good final outcome, but if you quit now, you'll never know. And not only that, I'm going to give you all a joyful morning. I'm going to give you joy for more. Notice this is an exchange. You got to give up one to get one. You got to make a choice. He said, this for that. In other words, if you let go of this, I'll give you that. That's why I said some people just going to keep on mourning, keep on playing the video, keep on, because they like it. Because it's their ace of the hole. So when the pressure gets, you can always fall back on your old wound. You remember when I was hurt back in 1902? Whatever. And the garment of praise, whoo, for the Spirit of heaven. You can stay heavy, walk around here heavy, carrying your heavy load, carry your children and bills. Lord, it's a hard old way. Oh, Lord, the road is tough and the going is rough, Lord. I've been lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated. I've been buked. I've been scorned. I've been talked about, sure you're born. I've been up, down. It's heaven. You can keep walking there, or you can put your hands up and say, God is good anyhow. Praise God. I may not be what I want to be, but I thank God I'm not what. I might have lost some things, but I didn't lose everything. I can still praise God for this. See, listen. Let me give y'all a word. When doom and gloom is setting in on your mind and emotions, learn to shift your focus. Because if you let that get in your mind, you're going to feel depressed. You're going to keep thinking about it. It want to dominate you. It want to keep you heavy. Yeah, it happened. Yeah, you lost this. Yeah, that didn't go right. Yeah, you got fired from your job. But guess what? I'm shifting my focus. You remember in the book of Lamentations? Right before it, that was what he said concerning the worm and the gall and all that. He said, therefore I am stressed out. He said, but this come to mind. I'm shifting my focus. It is of the Lord's mercy that I have not been consumed. Had it not been forgot, his mercies are new. Great is your, I'm shifting my focus. Well, you know. Why? That they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. We're called to bring glory to God. Y'all still with me? Number two, don't give in to stress and pressure to quit. Don't give in to it. Now, I said I was just going to get up here and be cool and calm. Don't give in to it. The Bible says he was greatly distressed. Man, stress and pressure and motion and darkness and gloom. He could have just laid there and just gave in. Said, you know, I'm going to commit suicide in this thing. But don't give in to stress and pressure. Hebrews 12:3. Well, I had to quit. Why? You're going to recover all. Just think of him that endured from sinners grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Think what Jesus went through. Reckon it all up. Consider it in comparison with your little trial. They whipped him. Spirit went in his side. All hell broke loose. I mean, they flogged him, took a cat of nine tails, raked this across his face. He didn't even resemble a man. And yet he didn't quit. So that you may not go weary, exhausted, losing heart, relaxing and fainting. Where? In your mind. That's where a lot of people faint. Last year, some people during this pandemic, all the time they just said, I can't take this, man. I just forget it. I might as well just go back in the world. A lot of Christians, they'll strain. They don't read the word. They just gave up. But they got weary. And all the time God said, you shall recover all if you don't quit. Number three, I got to move. Preach to and encourage yourself. Let me tell you something, folks. If y'all could put me in your pocket and take me home, I'd love to go home in your pocket where I can be your private preacher. Just like I think of who sung that song, My Private Dance. Tina Turner. See, some of you know, didn't you? Yeah, I'm the one brought it up, though. I knew, too. Well, I can't be your private preacher. I would love to just, the next best thing I can give you is my videos, DVDs, and the CDs. But you're going to have to learn to preach to yourself. You're going to have to learn to open your mouth when you feel sick in your body and say, I'm healed. You're going to have to open your mouth when you feel distressed and tired and say, you know what, I'm going on anyhow, devil. When you've had your worst day as a saint, praise God, everything is falling apart. You're going to have to open your mouth because you'll bleed you quicker than anybody else and begin to say, I don't care what I lost. I don't care who died. I don't care when mama got healed or not. I don't care if they did lay me off. I don't care if I did go through the void. I'm going on. You can do what you want to do. And I'm going to keep going the world like too. You want to go that far, but you ain't going to run me away from my church. I look in your eyes. I don't care who you bring up in there. I know where my deliverance. Come on, you got to preach to yourself. I've seen people say it don't work out. Well, I'm leaving. But if you're going to go there, I'm leaving. Not, you better act. You better inquire the Lord. You better put on your ephod and ask the Lord, what would you have me do before you go curtain tail running? Because, see, you left and they left. Well, they wasn't even coming anyhow. I've seen people like that invite other people to church, get saved, born again. I said, who invited you to church? They say, oh, so-and-so. I said, they don't even go here no more. So you're going to have to learn how to preach to yourself, not somebody who you think going to be here. David encouraged himself. Ephesians 5:19 says this. Speaking to who? Yourselves. Who he talking to? Myself. I wasn't talking to you. He that speaks in unknown speaks not unto men, but unto himself. He's talking to the Lord. That's crazy. Well, that's okay. I'm going to keep talking to myself because I'm going to build myself up. Because all you doing is draining me. That's why I'm talking to the Lord. Matter of fact, I'm talking to the Lord about you. You better. Speaking to yourself. What? Watch this. In hymns and songs. What that mean? The word of God. That ain't. Yeah, you can sing a spiritual song. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yeah, but that ain't just talking about hymns. The Psalms are scripture. David will begin to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise is continued. That's a psalm or a song. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious of workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be. Then he was speaking to himself. That's why David was so powerful in battle. He couldn't wait on nobody else. And in this year, there's going to be some stuff that's going to hit us. And when that spirit of darkness come in your room, you're going to have to open up your mouth and preach to yourself. You ain't even going to be at church. So I'm going on anyhow. God been too good to me. Making melon in your heart unto the Lord. Now look at this song, because I got Harry. Good God Almighty. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Who's David talking to? You? No, his soul. His mind, his soul was greatly distressed. There's times your mind and will and emotion, you don't even feel like going on. You don't even feel like going to church. Y'all don't know what I've been through. You don't know what happened in my family. You don't know who died. You don't know what my husband, and he divorced me, left me holding the back, messed up my credit. Well, you need to preach to yourself, lady. Bless God, hallelujah. God is the author and the finisher of my faith. This man didn't start and he ain't going to end it. I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus. I'm going to church anyhow. I'm going to praise God. Matter of fact, I'm going to dance anyhow. I'm going to, don't feel like it, but I will dance. David said, I win the spirit. I will praise. I will sing. And look at this. And forget not. That's what happened. That's why we forget what God has already done. You forgot about what he did last year. You forgot about your past deliverance. You got one, you were sick and he brought you out. You forgot about when you needed a down payment and God gave you unexpected money. You forgot about how God got you in the house that they said you didn't qualify for. You forgot about how God gave you the job that you done forgot about the favor him. You need to go back and remind your soul. That's what I said. Shift your focus. When that darkness try to come on your soul. All right, number three. Okay, number four. Put on your prayer and worship garment. Oh, Antoine gonna love this. That's why you can't stop that, young man. I wouldn't mind I had that gift. Danielle, y'all got a gift. It don't solve everything, but it's something about that's what you know what? It's something about worship that invokes the presence of God. What happened before he prayed and inquired the Lord? He prayed, then he started worshiping. God, Lord, I worship you. Right in the middle of midnight, right in the middle of destruction, right in the middle of ruin, right in the middle of folks that have been kidnapped, can you muster out? Can you say, anyone can thank God in a good time? Can you worship God? Can you put on your prayer and worship garment? Isaiah, back to 63, 61:3 again, because we read it. This time we'll just go right to point of the dinner morning in Zion to give them beautiful ashes, the all the joyful morning, the garment of praise. That's the epoch. For the heaven. I ain't going to sit here and let the devil depress me about the loss of the money, about what ain't going right. I'm going to shift my focus. I make a decision to bless God at all times. When you begin to do it, you're on your way to recovery and all. For the spirit of heaviness. Now put up the other one. I love this one. Jeremiah 33:11. You talking about recovering your stuff? There shall be heard again. Devil, you thought you'd silence God's people, didn't you? You thought this pandemic, we wasn't going to praise him anymore. You thought you'd shut us down. But there shall be heard again the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of those who sing. And they that shall bring the sacrifice of thanks. Don't feel like doing it. Ain't nothing in the natural say you the reason to praise them. This ain't working. That ain't working. But I'm going to bring the sacrifice. I made a decision to bring the sacrifice of thanksgiving into the house of God. I'm going to give praise and thanks to the Lord of hosts. For God is good anyhow. And his mercy and kindness in steadfast love and do it forever. And God says, if you do that, I will cause to come. Watch what he said. I will cause a captivity of the land. Anything that's been lost, broken, stolen, anything that's been taken, whatever, it to be reversed. I'm going to reverse and be returned as it was at first. How saith the Lord? No word from God. There's your word. There's your word. You can praise him. And be raised, or you can complain and remain. Some people let adversity make them bitter, bad. Praise God for what? Because you're still alive. There are people that wish they were sitting here, that lives have been lost in this pandemic. Have it been a perfect year? No, but I'm alive. I'm going to give you another word. And I might use this in every message I preach this year. I said it last week, I'm going to say it again. And this ain't on notes. Control what you can control. I'm going to show you how to remain at peace all this whole year. It starts with control what you can control. And stuff that you can't control, people don't like me. Ain't mad at me. They don't really want to be my friend. And you can't control them. So control what you can control. And I'm going to give you four things. There's others you can control, but here's four things you can control that keep you at peace. Number one, attitude. Half empty, half full. It's what you choose to look at. Well, the gas tank, well, I say it's half full. I'm going to shift my focus on something good. And it's going to cause me to rise because that's my attitude. I know this happened. I know the car broke. I know that this happened with the mechanic. I know that he didn't fix the car right. But you know what? This over here is working. That's working. So I'm going to have an attitude on that. I can control that. You can't do that. That's my mind. I think of whatsoever things are just, holy, pure. Think on these things. You can't stop me from having whatever attitude I want. Care what that happened. Number two, gratitude. Gratitude. I can control that. You might be fussing about this, mad at that, ever taking everything God did for granted. Praise God. I might not have everything that I want, but I thank God for what I do have. And in all things, give thanks to the Lord. Lord, I thank you for the car I got. I thank you for the job. Lord, I thank you that I'm still here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is my leg going a little so and so? Am I dealing with? Yeah, I got to go to that, but I got a leg and I can walk in the name. So I'm going to thank you for that. Praise God. I thank you for the car. I thank you for the furniture that I do have. Gratitude. And attitude creates gratitude. Because if you think on what God has done, you're going to be grateful. Yes, sir. Yes. In it all, God's still been good. Amen. I can control my gratitude. What I choose to be thankful for, whether you take it for granted or not. I ain't waiting on you to praise God for what I appreciate. Control what you can control. Say that. Number three, energy. We talk about folks being energizers or drainers. You have to choose where you're going to use your energy. You know how they are. You know what it, are you gonna fight about that? You gonna learn, get your blood pressure all up. No, I ain't put no energy in that no more. Last year that zapped me. I argued with you all last year, and all I got was headache. I'm on blood. I had to go from a stronger blood pressure medicine because of you. So why am I you zapping too much? You costing me. I had to go up from 5 milligrams to 50. Messing around with you. I ain't got time to fuss with you. Put no energy on you. See, as you get older, it's important, you know. Stuff change, man. Your mind begin to change. You find yourself walking up the steps, and then you get a, why am I up here? I mean, if you all stressed, why did I come up here? Why? You done put too much energy on some doggone body. Now you can't even have think. And I just made up my mind, some things are not worth it. Number three, effort. And those two go together. Because I choose to put my effort in praying. I choose to put my effort in exercise this year. If I'm going, why am I going to be stressed out with you that energy when I can be exercising? I can be, that's positive stress. I'm going to put effort in this. I'm going to put effort in prayer. I mean, you can do what you want to do. That's why all this stuff coming before everybody. That's between you and the Lord, what you choose to do. You got to choose what I'm saying, what's for you this year. I'm going to put an effort into reading the word more, getting up earlier, praying, time with God, effort. You can control that. You can't control no one else's effort. You can't control their energy, their attitude, or their gratitude. I'm going to say this again, and I this is the first message of the year, so I'm going to go over. I can tell you, I feel it. But y'all been doing what you wanted to do anyhow. Y'all up all last night. You wasn't talking about, I got it. You all eating eggs out late at night, early in the morning. Be quiet. You're worrying about people who don't like you and this. There you go. That's your energy and effort. See, how much energy are you going to give them this year? Who don't like you? Who mad at you? He said, she said, and they said. And I'm going to tell you the same thing that I told you last week. They not people you think are mad at you. They not mad at you. They mad at you. They're not mad at you, they mad at you and not them. I'm going to say it again because some of you are like, what did he say, Myrtle? They not mad at you, they mad at you. How they get that house? Lord, I've been in church on a... How they drive that car? And they had another one. I saw another Mercedes pull up. They not mad at you, they mad at you and not them. How she get him? How he get her? And forgive the Ebonics. I'm just talking like how y'all talk. Look at that man. He gotta have some money. They not mad at you. They mad at you and not them. Well, and listen, how people treat you is not a reflection of who you are. It's a reflection of who they are. Don't let people go, they lie, cuss me out. That's a reflection of who they are. They're not mad at you. They mad at you. How she get that job, that position? I've been here 20 years. And they got all in the office. I'm going to say it one more time. They not mad at you. They mad at you. Now, let me give you number five. I just threw that in. That was free. Trying to help some of you that's wasting all this energy on folks going to be mad at now. Number five, pursue God with all diligence and recover all. Pursue God with all diligence. Notice he didn't pursue his stuff. He pursued God. He inquired of God. And then you can recover all. Seek ye first the kingdom of God
and his righteousness. Keep coming to church. Keep pursuing God this year. Put God on your calendar. We're going to come to church. I'm going to get back in this thing. I know there's an Omicron and I know all that, but I'm going to Wendy's. I'm going to McDonald's. I'm going to Walmart. I'm going everywhere else. What's the worst thing that happened to me if I go to church? I get healed because there's an atmosphere healing in that place. And if I can have faith enough to go in Walmart and faith enough to go eat at Longhorn, I sure got enough faith to come up and sit in my church under the anointing of God that removes burden and destroys yoke. It's all about perspective, but I ain't trying to tell you at home to do anything. Do what's comfortable for you. But you're going to have to pursue God. But all this, come on. Hebrews 11:6 says, for without faith is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not the car, not the house, not the job, not the position. You're going to have to separate the thing from God. And if you go diligently, he will reward you. You will recover all, David. Anything you lost. Nothing missing, nothing broken during this pandemic. I'm going to either replace it, repair, or give you better. He's a rewarder. You're some other man. The blessed God is overtaken. Brothers, ladies, and gentlemen, you know why? I diligently seek God. You diligently seek God. You can't go after God with this type of passion and study and want to be and get the Greek and Hebrew and be prepared like this and stuff not come on you. God gonna see you get everything you need. Why? God is not down here on my list in my life. It's early in the morning. Early will I seek thee. Getting in the word. I'm gonna diligently. I'm gonna pursue God this year like never before. My heart, what you say? My heart runneth after thee. What's that song? My heart panted and his song is where that like the deer. My heart, I run after thee. You're chasing after God. And remember what pursue me? What did I tell you pursue me? To go after with what? To run after with what? Exerted it. It's going to cost you something. You have to run. Sometimes you don't feel. Just keep pursuing God. Now, this is personal stuff. This ain't got nothing to do with it. Cause no word from God. You got to make it personal. You can mix faith with it. Yeah. See, that's what we get up. We waste our energy. Because some of you sitting here looking at somebody else. Wait, no, nobody look at yourself. Just say, I'm going to do it. I don't care what you do. That's between you. You got to stand before God. You don't have to pursue him. You don't have to, you do what you want to do. But I'm going to recover all this. It's going to be my year of recovery. Amen. Hallelujah. And put up this second scripture. I love this one. Look at this. 2 Chronicles 26:3. Write this down. Isaiah was 16 years old when he began his 52 reign. Look at that. See, God can give anybody wisdom. Just because you old don't mean that you're mature. There's some old fools in the church. But he was 16 years old when he began his 52 reign. And his mother was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. Keep going. And he did that right in the sight of the Lord to the extent that all his father and Amaziah had done. And he set himself to do what? Seek God in the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the things of God. And as long as he sought, inquired of, yearned, I got to have God the Lord. God made him to prosper. As long as you keep tenacity and a hunger, I'm chasing after God. Chasing after the word. You ain't got a Bible with your stuff. Praise God being recovered. It's going to come. Because God will make you to prosper. He will make every favor and earthly blessing come toward you. He will make them give you increase. He will make the promotion come. You just seek God as long as he has. And know what happened during this pandemic? People got that man seeking God. Shoot, man, I'm tired. But we're going to recover all. I got one more scripture I'm going to give you. Y'all streaming. Good thing about streaming, it ain't the tape go off, but the streaming can go on. Because I'm going to tell you what God said. Look at Acts 2:19. One more scripture. Acts 2:19:20-21. How many of you believe this is a word from God to you? Because you're going to hear everybody say, this a year. Yeah, it's a year, whatever you need to believe for.
But I'm telling you what God gave me. And no word from God is void of the power it takes to fulfill itself, which means if you believe it makes it faith, your recovery has already restarted, has started while you sit here right now. You ain't got to go down. You got to just start believing. Start believing. My health coming back, healing, joy, peace, praise God. Better job. Oh, yeah, that's being replaced. Hallelujah. Y'all got Acts? And we'll close with this. I ain't going to be too bad. First day of the year, get a pastor break. Sow a seed in my life. Y'all got Acts 2 yet? Look at verse 19 through 21. So repent. Uh-oh, there go one of them which is a good word. Return to your place. Where's the penthouse? Well, we've fallen from where we used to be. We need to come back under cover. Return to the high place. Therefore, be converted. That your sins may be blotted out, when times of refreshing shall come from what? The presence of the Lord. And he will send Jesus Christ before whom we preach unto you, whom the heavens must receive or retain until the time of restitution or recovery or restoration of all things. He said the only reason Jesus have come back because you're going to have to recover all things. I'm going to bring the church back to the place greater than the day of Pentecost going on, throughout the form and the latter rain, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Put this up in Amplified, and we're going to get ready to close here. Acts 2. Well, that was 3? I made a mistake. So did you correct me? Oh, my God. Wouldn't the devil love to not y'all get that? Can you find that? No problem. That would have been on the wrong take. So you at home streaming just made a mistake. Acts what? 3:19. And this time we're gonna go directly to the Amplified, which I want it anyway. So don't even go to the King James. When you find it, Acts 3:19. Matter of fact, I'll start reading it and then it'll come up. Acts 3. Verse 19 through what? 21. Y'all still in the spirit? Notice what it says here. So repent. Do you know what repent means? Change your mind. That means you can't change that old thinking. You gonna think the same way in this year like last year? Ain't nothing gonna happen. He says, so repent. Change your mind. And purpose. Turn around. See, I told you, turn around. It means to go back to. Let's go back under God's cover. Turn around and return to God. Someone say, you never left God. Not really you didn't. You still saved, but you got away from under his cover. We got recover. That your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean. And what times are refreshing? Watch this. The recovery from the effects of heat. Now, that's what we've been going through and what a lot of people been in denial about, Christians. Don't tell me this nation haven't gone through anything. I don't know why people, they the Lord. No, praise the Lord, nothing. This thing, the economy, this pandemic, it has put the heat. Heat has a way of making you feel exhausted. I'm talking about real heat. I don't know if y'all have ever been in real heat. I'm talking about heat, like heat that just make you feel like you're going to die if you don't get water. He said the recovering of the effects of, and the revive. There's another with fresh air. We need fresh air, fresh anointing. Like I said, it's been just a feeling of, I name all of those things and all the mass killings and all the hate crimes and all the dissension in this nation, all the injustices and all the national things that we've seen over the last, and man, we just need some fresh air. And it starts with what? Repenting. He said times of refreshing will come from where? The presence of the Lord. Now, I meant to spend a little bit more time, but I kind of touched on that. You're going to have to get in God's presence in order to recover all. Well, I can stay at home again. I know you can get at home, God, but what was David talking about? Put up last statement. I ain't trying to make nobody feel bad. Put up last statement. I think I did get my statement right in the scripture. Yeah. The recovery then and reviving will come from the presence of God. The recovery from the effects of the heat, all that this pandemic has done and makes us feel exalted. The fresh air is going to come from God. We got to pursue then the presence. Psalms 23:6, real quick, says this: surely only goodness and mercy, unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. Through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling. I'm coming to God's house. Now, I know the pandemic was to shut down the church, and I know you can stay at home and live straight, and I'm not telling you that you can't, but I'll tell you right now, God's presence is going to be stronger here. This recovery will come quicker here than it will at home on your couch. Don't feel bad. I ain't trying to force it. I'm just letting you know that this recovery, something about being in his midst. Hallelujah. It's not about spirit to spirit. Where one or two are gathered together, man, there the great I am is in the midst of them. And I know some of you have been recovered just sitting under this teaching. A breath of fresh air come to some of you like, whoo, I needed that. Oh, thank you. Sometimes you can't get the fullness of that at home, on your couch, wherever. Now, you that are in the prison, we know you're bound. You got to stay, but your recovery has come too. I'm believing for your early release. In Jesus' name. And David said, I'm going to dwell. You're going to have to press your way to the house of God this year. I mean, the same way you press your way to the grocery store, to Kroger, Harris Teeter, you go eat. And you don't think twice, should I go or should I stay? No, I'm going to get me some food, bless God. I don't care who in there. Mass and all. That's your attitude for church. Because that's, if it's going to come from the presence of God, yeah, you can praise God at home. Yeah, you got to practice his presence. But he's talking about, what did David say? All the day, where? The presence should be where? The house of my God. Last scripture. And I'm through. God bless y'all. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Well, of course, you can invoke the presence of God at your house. You can do that, yeah. But he said, at thy right hand, you can go to the throne and you can pray and believe God and get in your own prayer room and get in his presence. But you're going to have to, this recovery is going to take seeking God. See, now, that's why I don't like these end of the year messages. It's like God going to do all this stuff. We ain't got to do nothing. Man, we're going to have to travail. We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to beef up our prayer. We're going to have to get in his presence. That's what praying in tongues does. Talking to God. Shut the closet. Get in the room. We got a part to do. Now, how diligent you are on seeking his presence will depend on how quick your recovery is going to be in all areas of your life. If you just want to be lazy, that was good thing. You ain't going to do nothing. Come with it, fine. Like I said, control what you can control. I will close with this. I think it was Exodus 33 somewhere, verse 15. Moses, he was like that. He was leading the children of Israel. He said, Lord, if your presence don't go with me, he said, don't take me up hither. I can't do nothing without your presence. And I noticed as I did, just praying in the spirit, just presence. Just make things easy. Just make control what you control. Pray in the spirit. Amen. And just watch God recover all. Remember, pursue God, not the stuff. The stuff will come. He will reverse the land as it was from the beginning. Y'all get anything out of this? Thank y'all for staying with me, streaming first. Give me a little bit more time on this first Sunday of the year. God bless you. We'll see you Tuesday night live streaming.